الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
We who cry we want Islam and the Islamic Republic know that it is because all have come together under the banner, which is Islamic, and is for Allah, and they all rose, as we all saw, for Allah. This Islamic Republic enjoys such power, which is in the nation and in other countries too. Our nation must appreciate these morning sessions as they keep the nations alive through the Ashura lamentation and more. So if the sessions continues in days other than these blessed days, if they, those opposed, could understand the political dimensions of these mourning and lamentation gatherings, even westernized person would set up such gatherings and participate in the mourning themselves, this they would surely do if they wish to have a nation and a country.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed, and in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and valuable words of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, who is the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, who was a very educated, he was an alim, he was a jurisprudent, a marja, and, you know, not only scientific figure, with a high level of knowledge, but at the same time, a political figure and also a spiritual figure. And he was someone who practiced what he preached. I really love the personality of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh. And that is why we have chosen his sayings to learn some practical points for our lives. In one of his speeches, he says, "Do not ever become disappointed in your affairs, for all things do not become rectified or sorted out at once, and major works are carried out little by little." I think this is what the people of today need to be reminded of, because we're so hasty.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
Advanced world, the technologically advanced world has taught us to, you know, to be really, really speedy in life. So many things are happening on a daily basis. So quick, you know, time is running very fast and you're always behind and you have like numerous things on your list to do. And, you know, a lot of the times, so many of the things that you've planned for do not actually happen, and then you become depressed. So the beauty of life is that it holds millions of surprises for you. With our limited minds, we plan and calculate and estimate and, you know, think so much about the different issues in life. But sometimes these plans don't work out and leave us so hopeless and depressed. This is when we have to remind ourselves that we have forgotten a major factor in life, which is the power of God. The wise people say, "Al-abd yudabbir, wallahu yuqaddir." The servant thinks and plans, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destines what is to happen. Always remember, what happens is for a reason, and what does not happen is also for a reason. I hope this was beneficial to you all. God bless you all, and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa